This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, February 6, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, an event fit for your very own Pagnozzi princess, and a one-woman performance parodies what happens after the happily ever after.
Plus, a new facility helps one organization to provide goodwill to the state. But first, the television ad war in Arkansas Senate race is heating up. Democratic incumbent Mark Pryor and a conservative group backing Republican Tom Cotton are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars each on new spots that began airing today. Pryor's campaign is unveiling two ads featuring people criticizing Cotton for supporting a plan to turn Medicare into a voucher-like system for future beneficiaries.
Retirement is just around the corner for us. That's why I was so concerned when I read Congressman Cotton voted to change Medicare into a voucher system.
The state Republican Party calls the ads misleading. Meanwhile, Americans for Prosperity, a conservative group backed by billionaire brothers Charles and David Koch, announced ads will begin running criticizing Pryor for supporting the federal health overhaul.
Millions of people can't see their own doctors, and millions are paying more and getting less. Obamacare doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
The ad targeting Senator Pryor is virtually identical to one that began airing this week in North Carolina that targets Democratic Senator Kay Hagan. According to a report by the City Wire, although this Senate race may turn out to be the most expensive political campaign in Arkansas history, some political consultants question whether the current round of political advertisements is connecting with voters.
Officials with the Arkansas Department of Human Services say the federal government cannot stop the state from ending the private option. Testimony about the state's unique approach to expanding Medicaid was part of a legislative committee meeting Tuesday and comes in advance of the start of this year's fiscal session next week. Lawmakers are considering cutting funding for the program, which was approved last year. Speaking earlier this week with Roby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas, Governor Mike Beebe said cutting the private option would put an $89 million hole in the state's budget.
I still believe in the legislative process. I still think the legislature is going to deal with logic and money and arithmetic, as I say, or as Clinton used to say. The ideology is one thing, and you can hate Obamacare and you can hate what they're doing in Washington. What Arkansas did in a bipartisan manner, Republicans and Democrats leading together, is to take something and make something better out of it. It's the alternative to the strict Obamacare.
At the legislative committee meeting earlier this week, state finance officials told a legislative committee that the federal government cannot stop Arkansas from ending the program. Continuing the private option will require a 3/4 vote by state lawmakers, a vote the governor says will be close.
When you've got to get 75% in each house, that's 75 out of 100 House members, 27 out of 35 senators, that's tough to get for just about anything, much less something that might be controversial. And so the loss of one vote here or one vote there puts a lot of stuff in jeopardy or a lot of stuff in peril.
But the governor says he's optimistic lawmakers will agree to continue the program.
Yesterday, Arkansas Senate Pro Tem Michael Lamoureux issued a statement saying that he would assume duties that would normally be the responsibility of the lieutenant governor. Lamoureux stated that he would limit his role in assuming duties, though he will serve as presiding officer and president of the state Senate during the upcoming fiscal session. Although he says that he will rely on the 4-person staff in the lieutenant governor's office to assist with carrying out the additional duties, Lamoureux said he would not be signing legislation using the Arkansas State Police as official transportation, nor would he be taking the salary for acting as lieutenant governor.
Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Mike Ross announced his plans yesterday to overhaul the state's income tax structure if he's elected governor. According to Talk Business Arkansas, his plan would involve adjusting the state's income tax brackets first established in 1971 and adjusted in the 1990s, and indexing tax brackets to inflation moving forward. The plan would also involve a tax reduction of 0.1% for all tax brackets. When fully implemented, people making under $9,000 would pay at a tax rate of 0.9%. Those making $75,100 or more would pay at the highest tax rate of 6.9%. As of now, the state's top income tax bracket of 7% starts at $34,000.
Main Street Rogers has received more than $30,000 to help with the renovation of a historic building in downtown Rogers. The organization was awarded a slipcover removal grant from Main Street, Arkansas, to help remove the wooden awning from the Modal Laundry building on Elm Street. The funds will be awarded to the building's owner, and the slipcover removal grant program is designed to help finance the removal of false facades from buildings deemed historic by Main Street, Arkansas. The state's real estate transfer tax funds, the grants program, and nearly $70,000 in grants were awarded to similar projects around the state.
Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 10 with a wind chill as low as 2 in northwest Arkansas. For the Arkansas River Valley tonight, lows around 18. Tomorrow, cloudy, 20% chance of snow, highs around 30, but a wind chill as low as 3 degrees tomorrow in northwest Arkansas. And for Friday night, cloudy, 30% chance of snow, lows around 25.